USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, NATO reaffirmed its commitment to one day include Ukraine. The country applied for accelerated accession to the 30-member alliance on September 30th, but won't be able to join anytime soon. With the Crimean Peninsula annexed and Russian troops holding parts of the south and east, it's not clear what Ukraine's borders would even look like. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with NATO foreign ministers in Romania to drum up support for the country as Russia bombards energy infrastructure going into the frigid winter. NATO also wants to see how it can help the country longer term by upgrading its Soviet-era equipment and providing more military training. That's not the only win the U.S. saw Tuesday.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. The match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Internet users in China are scrambling to get around the government's censorship of protests, which have been spreading across the country over pandemic policies that have seen people locked up in their homes for weeks or even months at a time. Photos and videos posted to social media are among the only ways to get information about the protests out, since information dissemination is tightly controlled in China and journalism is heavily restricted. Meanwhile, Ireland is hitting Facebook's parent company with a big fine. The country's Data Protection Commission fined Meta $275 million over a data leak. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
A significant outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, is unfolding for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. About 40 million people are at risk for severe weather from this event. That's according to the National Weather Service, which is highlighting the threat for tornadoes, very large hail, and damaging straight-line winds for parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio. For the other type of spinning storms, the season is a wrap.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were three early storms and then no name storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with seven storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The national Christmas tree is being lit up for the first time Tuesday night. Also known as the People's Tree, it sits on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.